We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the question is, where are you wearing your face masks? Good morning, Kiss 98.5.
Hi. I wear it pretty much everywhere. If I go into a gas station or a Target. But yesterday, I had someone actually tell me to pull my face mask up while I was shopping with my mother. No one was around us, and we couldn't, you know, we couldn't even speak to each other, so we had both pulled it down to talk to each other, and someone stopped me and told me to pull it back up.
Oh, wow. Wow, so you got face mask scolded.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the hard thing, that sometimes, like, if you're, I don't know how your mom's hearing is, but sometimes it's hard for them to hear. So, but you're wearing it pretty much everywhere.
Yep. Anytime I go into a store, I've got it ready to go. But yeah, I couldn't believe someone told me to pull it down or pull it
back
up.
Pull it back up.
That's a bold move.
It is a bold move. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
So where are you wearing your face mask?
I wear it anytime I'm in public stores. I'm currently still working, so I wear it all day at work. Mm-hmm. Trying to do as much as possible. However, I went to the Beaver Island yesterday thinking it's not going to be as populated, and I brought my mask, and no one had their masks on.
Oh, no.
No one. Yeah, nobody had their mask on, but everybody kept the distance between each other. But, yeah, I was pretty surprised. I didn't know what to expect.
So when you didn't wear your, or when you brought your mask, did you wear it at Beaver Island State Park?
No.
No.
Oh, as soon as I seen everybody else not wearing it, then it kind of felt nice, you know, not to wear it. But I'm not going to lie, the couple of months of wearing it, subconsciously, I felt as if I should be wearing it. And, and it kind of took a while to get comfortable with the idea. But I even seen a beach officer, and they were wearing masks, the lifeguards were wearing masks, but the people in the public were not.
How busy was the park from what you saw? Was it what you usually expect when you go there?
Yes, absolutely. I did not expect it at all. I thought it was just going to be a couple of cars, but it was pretty packed. You seen people grilling, everybody was on the beach, kids, families.
Wow.
I was totally surprised. Yeah, I didn't expect it at all.
So if you've been working through all of this, and on the one hand, you feel lucky because you're working, on the other hand, did you wish that you were told to stay home?
At first, yes. I'm not going to lie. At first, when all of this had happened, I absolutely wanted to stay home. But after a little while, you know, and speaking with our HR, and they ensured us that they're, you know, they're taking all the precautions that they could to make sure that we're nice and safe, that feeling started to fade, and it is nice to, you know, to have a little bit of normalcy in all of this. So, but you know what else? I'm actually kind of happy I didn't get to stay at home, because I'm seeing people going back to work now, and I'm just imagining myself months at home and then having come back to work.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I would have been able to make it.
Right, exactly. It's like having to get back into that routine. It's crazy. Imagine what September is going to be like if and when the kids go back to school. Can you imagine what that's going to feel like?
I have no idea. Well, I'm currently going to college as well, and everything changed for us via online, you know, so just going back to class is going to be, but you know what? It's a paranoia too. When things starting to open back up as such like that, you can't help but to be a little bit paranoid, you know, being in close counters with people and, you know, anybody. I heard somebody sneeze yesterday, and I jumped up 5 feet. You know, you just don't know.
I was with a mask on having a conversation with somebody yesterday. And have you come into this where I was really cognizant of the 6 foot, and I kept having to take a step back, and then she would take a step closer to me. And I'm like, no, this isn't what's happening. Like, I'm trying to keep the distance. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but But then when you say something, or if you're thinking about saying something, you know, it could very well turn controversial.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know. So you find yourself being, I was at the store yesterday. I stopped by the dollar store, and the woman behind me had her mask on, but it was just hanging on her chin pretty much.
Oh, no.
And I was so tempted to be like, ma'am, you know, it defines the whole purpose. But honestly, I'm not going to lie. I didn't say anything. I didn't mention anything. And I just made sure to keep my distance from her.
Yeah.
And that's how that ended. But I didn't leave there feeling very well about myself by not actually saying something.
Right. I know it's kind of a double-edged sword. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
My name is Sherry.
Sherry, we're asking the question, where and when are you wearing a mask?
I wear them when I'm out in stores, but I have to tell you, my daughter, we had a baby shower planned this weekend, and it ended up being a drive-through baby shower in a parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
We made the best of the situation, mm-hmm. and we wore masks, and we social distanced. And a lot of the people that came through, it varied. Like, some people had them on, some people didn't. But when we approached a car, we had our masks on.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just, you know, had to, you know, make the best.
You know, I think people like baby showers, but sometimes they would rather just give the gift. And so maybe this was the best of both worlds there.
You know,
you got the gift and they didn't have to spend a whole day there.
Right, and, you know, it was nice weather, and, you know, we just, like I said, made the best out of a worse situation, so.
When is your daughter due, and at the hospital she's delivering at, what's the policy right now?
She is due June 22nd, and okay. She is, right now, it's just her and the husband.
Okay, and no other guests at the hospital, right?
Right.
Yeah, right. I guess we're just going to have to rethink the new normal of how and when the family gets their first look at the baby.
Right.
And maybe it's a good thing. I think it might be, you know, the way that the future will be, not so many people going in and out of a hospital.
Yeah, it'll be different from when I had mine 20 years ago, so.
Yeah, where 72
well,
people
changed.
Could be in the room, you know.
Yes.
Exactly. Wow, well, good luck to her. That's cool that you did a drive-through baby shower.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.